This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I encouraged you to read Job's confession in Job 42, 1 through 6, and ponder what he said. Notice in verse 2, he affirmed truth about God's awesome wisdom and power. I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. God doesn't need our counsel or opinion. He is totally adequate and self-sufficient. He doesn't need me. I can't add anything to him. We have heard things about God as Job had. Even though some of what we've heard about God is true, it for sure is not comprehensive and often is a distortion. This was the case in what Job and his three friends shared with each other, or should I say, argued about in attacking or defending each other. J.B. Phillips wrote a book entitled, Your God is Too Small. He was right. We have seen in reviewing the dialogue between Job and his three friends how easy it is in small group discussions to slip into sharing our ignorance or mere opinions. And when that happens, the wounds of the hurting are not genuinely cared for. But note, when one member experiences a new, genuine understanding about God and humbly responds to God, the door is open for God to bless. And he'll bless not only the one who has entered into a deeper experience with God, he desires to bless everyone through that member. The other members will need to humbly respond to God themselves and be willing to submit to each other in a healthier way. When we do this in our small group, we'll discover that God is waiting to bless us beyond our expectations, as he did Job and his three friends.